In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Thursday, February 18th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 40 Days for Life started February 10th, and already 59 lives have been saved. The organization claims 675,000 volunteers in 607 cities around America. 40 Days for Life President Sean Carney told The World View that they have been especially effective at persuading abortion mill workers to resign from their positions.
127 abortion facility and Planned Parenthood workers have a change of heart, have a conversion. And we had one Planned Parenthood manager who had a change of heart, left her job, and then ended up leading the peaceful 40 Days for Life vigil outside of her former workplace.
American conservatives and Republicans are loving Donald Trump. Right now, anyway, his support has surged to a 2-1 national lead over the rest of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are in a virtual tie, according to the most recent Quinnipiac University poll. The latest Morris News Service poll finds Trump has captured 33% of the evangelical vote in South Carolina. Senator Ted Cruz gets 23%, and Senator Marco Rubio, 15%. Donald Trump is threatening to sue Senator Ted Cruz again, this time for a political ad that challenges Trump's position on abortion. The ad quotes Donald Trump referring to himself as, quote, very pro-choice, unquote.
I am pro-choice in every respect.
Italy is the last of the major Western nations to accept homosexual unions. Italy's Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, is pushing for a law that would recognize homosexual unions against opposition from the Roman Catholic Church. The legislation will withhold adoption rights for now. Recent polls indicate that 70% of Italians support the measure. Turkey sustained a serious terrorist attack at the capital city yesterday, killing at least 28 people and wounding scores more. Over the last 5 years, this Islamic country has been the victim of many terrorist attacks, taking more than 500 lives. Romans 3 says, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Al-Qaeda terrorist Ibrahim al-Qosi was released by the Obama administration from Guantanamo Bay 3 years ago. The word was that he would return to his native Sudan to live a life of peace henceforth. Now, 3 years later, he's back as a senior al-Qaeda jihadist, appearing in several propaganda videos, according to Fox News. Walmart did not extend benefits to homosexual couples until 2014. Now, a lesbian couple is suing the retail giant for failing to provide medical insurance in 2012 when the, quote, spouse, unquote, of the employee contracted cancer. The discrimination lawsuit will have strong implications on all companies that hire homosexuals in the future. Controversy is brewing in the gospel music industry as a gospel singer contributes to a blasphemous album containing profanity and a whole lot of cursing. Kirk Franklin is defending his work with Kanye West, a popular musician known for such songs as I Am a God, Drunk and Hot Girls, Hold My Liquor, and Jesus Walks. Kirk Franklin is committed to standing by West and his profane work. The gospel singer is asking detractors, who are we to pass judgment? Jude reminds us, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons, who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Filipino boxing champion Manny Pacquiao called homosexuals worse than animals, and then later apologized for the comment. He clarified his statement, saying, quote, I rather obey the Lord's command than obey the desires of the flesh. I'm not condemning anyone. But I'm just telling the truth of what the Bible says. The truth from the Bible is what changed me from my old ways. Unquote. The boxers cited 1 Corinthians 6:9, which asks, do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, Nike canceled its sponsorship ties with the professional boxer for his comments. Here's a philanthropist that loves history and wants to preserve historical monuments for posterity. David Rubenstein just donated $18.5 million to restore the Lincoln Memorial on the Washington Mall. Several years ago, he gave another $7.5 million to restore the Washington Monument and $12 million to restore a memorial to Civil War General Robert E. Lee. CNN reports that Rubenstein has also purchased rare copies of the Magna Carta and a Puritan psalmbook. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you, homeschool father of five. We raise our kids out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. Also, I'm a pastor of a church out here in Elbert County, Colorado. Stevon, also in studio with me. As we continue to monitor the decline of faith, family, and freedom in the Western world, indeed, the Western world, the Western civilization, the Western Christian world has slowly disintegrated over my lifetime, and we are certainly seeing the effects in the overall culture and the political state in the 2000s on into the 2010s, 2020s. And the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. And that's pretty much what happened over last weekend. Seismic shifts happening across this nation, and this nation being the most powerful nation still on earth. And we are certainly seeing the balance of powers shifting. And if anybody could feel the seismic shift, about 9.0 on the Richter scale, when it comes to the political shift in Washington, D.C., that is exactly what happened over last weekend. We are quickly moving towards a post-Christian age. America is an apostate nation, a nation that opposes Jesus Christ as prophet, as priest, as king, as preeminent. And with the loss of Justice Scalia over the last weekend, this has more and more solidified the direction of the nation. By God's providence, Justice Antonin Scalia passed away in a hunting lodge last Saturday. He was 79 years old. And again, it happened by the providence of Almighty God. Remember, God is in complete control of these sorts of things. But the loss will be felt certainly by the old conservative Christian world, which is slowly but surely dropping off. Remember, Justice Scalia was very much important to maintaining something of a conservative, pro-family, pro-freedom edge in this country. He was pro-gun, he was pro-life, he was pro-family, he was pro-freedom. And Scalia's replacement will not be Scalia. Steve, I think that's just reality. There's no way that we're going to see a Scalia who was pro-gun, pro-life, pro-family, pro-freedom return to the Supreme Court of the United States within the next 9 months. And it certainly, I can't see it happening even after that.
No, you're going to get somebody at best who's going to be a Roberts or a Kennedy, who's going to be kind of a moderate, but they're going to be more pro-homosexual marriage and pro-abortion, and they're going to be making decisions, and they're going to legislate from the bench, just like, you know, it's interesting. We've got five people in the United States that's directing the entire United States. That's way too much power that they've grabbed. Yeah. And Scalia was against all of that, and now he has passed into the presence of the Lord.
Well, it was the ultimate power grab when five individuals were able to control the entire United States, and of course, they were not democratically elected, but these were justices that gained as much power as they possibly could by legislating from the bench. Five justices legislating from the top bench, and four and a half were able to stay that power. And again, Kennedy would go one way or the other. He would sometimes legislate from the bench, sometimes he would not. He certainly did in the Obergefell decision, and he has in other decisions. Therefore, there were only four and a half justices that stood in the gap against the legislation from the bench over the last 20, 30 years. There's no way that we would have seen progressive issues like abortion, homosexuality gain as much ground as they did without five justices with tremendous amount of centralized power, some of the most powerful people that have ever lived in the United States, legislating from the bench, and four and a half stood in the gap. That number now has decreased to three and a half. Friends, only three and a half friends of liberty, three and a half justices willing to maintain something of a constitutional edge,
maintaining some level of freedom in America and conservative values in America in the years to come. Of course, depending on who gets appointed as the next Supreme Court justice. But right now, only three strong votes for liberty on the Supreme Court of the United States, one weak vote, and four votes for tyranny. And the fifth will probably go for tyranny as well. Friends, we're going to take a break and analyze where America is headed. How has the balance of powers shifted, and what are we going to be looking for in the next year? That next on the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson, Steve Vaughn, also in the studio with me.
Have you ever found yourself asking questions like, what am I supposed to do with my life? How do I know what God's will is for me? How will I find good opportunities and be successful in life? And what is success anyway? My name is Daniel Craig. I'm a homeschool graduate, and I've asked all those same questions myself. As I was transitioning into life beyond homeschooling, I didn't fully understand God's calling on my life or how to prepare for that calling. I wasn't opposed to going to college, but I knew I also needed godly mentorship and real-life application to prepare for life ahead. And that's why I helped create the Kickstart program, an in-depth training program designed to help other students launch into life now with clear vision through one-on-one mentoring relationships and real-life application. With a clear, step-by-step approach, the 29 Kickstart video training sessions and companion guide walks students through the process of first defining vision and goals for their lives, then finding and engaging with mentors in their community who can help them move toward those goals. So if you're not sure how to prepare for life, you can either spend $72,000 on a college education, or you can first spend $129 on a program which provides cutting-edge guidance through a proven process of life preparation that works. Now, if that sounds like a deal to you, I encourage you, get Kickstart today at generations.org.
And we are back on the Generations Radio broadcast, friends. Seismic shifts in Washington, you probably felt it, 9.0 on the Richter scale with a shift of power. In Washington, D.C., at one point, we had something like 4.5 justices who stood in the gap against the legislation from the bench and the massive tyranny. The massive socialist agenda, communist agenda, anti-family agenda that has been foisted upon the nation by the Supreme Court of the United States, ergo or Obergefell, Roe v. Wade, Lawrence v. Texas. Friends, there was one individual that stood in the gap against this, and that was Justice Scalia, who now, by the providence of God, is no longer with us. He passed away over the weekend, and I'm sure most of you have had the news thus far. But here's a couple of points I want to make on this, first and foremost of which is that God is in control of what happens with the empires of the world. That was the way it was with Pharaoh in Egypt. That's the way it was with Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. That's the way it was with Greece and Rome. That's the way it will be with America. Friends, God is in control. And yes, the conservatives are probably thinking it could have been Ginsburg. It could have been Kennedy. Ginsburg is 82 years of age. Kennedy is 79 years of age. And Scalia was 79 as well. Why Scalia? Why Scalia? I'm sure that question went through the minds of every conservative in America over the weekend, as it did with me. But do remember that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over the kingdoms of men, the basest of men, meaning the lowliest of men. And chills went up and down my back when I heard the word of the passing of Justice Scalia. And the reason is not because of the rise of tyranny and the control that Satan maintains over Washington, D.C. No, 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 no. Chills went up and down my back when I realized that God did it. God's hand was in it. He's pulling out one of the strongest leaders from this old conservative Christian world. It's the removal of common grace. Friends, God has struck this nation over the weekend. And I can't help but think of Isaiah 3. For behold, the Lord of hosts. He takes away from Jerusalem, from Judah, the stock and the store, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the prophet, the diviner, the elder. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women will rule over them. Oh, my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. Perhaps he's speaking of the liberal justices, many of whom are women, maybe somewhat coincidental, but he places over them the basest of men, and at points
those who will destroy the paths of this country. And friends, it is God that does it. It is God that sees to it that some of the worst possible legislators or judges that legislate from the bench are appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States in order to bring about the demise of a nation. This is where we're headed, and it is under the control of Almighty God. I think we got to remember that. And do remember that every empire that set itself up against God, all the way back to Egypt, friends, has come crashing down, and America is coming crashing down. Obviously, Obergefell just simply codifies the destruction of the social systems of America. We've talked about that many times on this program, Steve. Homosexuality and illegitimate divorce approved up by our courts. All of these things have gone to create the social milieu that we find ourselves in, the malaise, the breakdown of our social systems. These are broken down, and the Supreme Court of the United States has approved the breakdown of America, the killing of the next generation, abortion to the tune of at least 100 million babies slaughtered at the behest of the Supreme Court of the United States since the 1960s and 1970s. And of course, now the breakdown of our sexual systems and our family units, that under the auspices of five justices who wanted to be sure that they would destroy the social unit of America in order to destroy our civilization and the political state that comes later. So, friends, it is God's ordinance that this happens. It is the hand of God upon this nation. This nation is coming down. You understand? It's coming down. And God is ordering the destruction of an empire.
And you might be thinking, but isn't the United States the last hope of freedom for the world? No.
No, it's not.
Jesus Christ is the last hope and the only hope of freedom in this world. Amen. And so, you know, his kingdom is the only one that lasts forever. United States was never to be forever. No kingdom is forever except for God's kingdom.
Now, it's appropriate for us to act responsibly. Now, we talked about God's sovereignty. Now we're going to go to the other side of human responsibility. Both aspects are crucial. We're not fatalists, and we're not just sitting here saying, well, we're not going to do anything about it. No, we have no idea what God is going to raise up in the future. It's one reason why I wrote my book, The Second Mayflower, and the book Freedom, because I'm challenging people to consider what they're going to leave for their children and grandchildren. We don't want to leave our children in tyranny. We've got to give them something of a stable social situation. And, of course, the liberals won't do it, but we've got to raise our families with a biblical vision to bring something like this about. So, you know, Plan B has to be in the works. We have to continue to work on developing a godly family, a godly church, a godly community, and a stable society. That's important. That's still important. Now here's the second point I want to make on the passing of Justice Scalia. A heartbreaking event, I'm sure, for his family, but also for conservatives and family-friendly organizations in this country. Here's the second point I want to make on this, and that is that the stakes are extremely high for the 2016 elections. Certainly the highest it's been in my lifetime. And here's why. Because the forces to persecute Christians who do not give their proper prostrations to the gods of the marketplace, and there are Christians that do not want to give their proper prostrations to the gods of the marketplace. The gods of the marketplace that teach that pigs have wings and other beautiful things, and that men can marry men and women can marry women, and so forth and so on. And men can marry their dogs and women can marry their pets. And okay, there are Christians in America who will not give their proper prostrations to the gods of the marketplace. They won't. They won't agree with the politically correct ideas of the day. They won't. I tell you, they won't. And they will be persecuted for it. That's just the bottom line. And these forces that are out to persecute Christians are energized. And the opposition to it is virtually non-existent. In Washington, okay, there's Ted Cruz. Talks about religious liberties from time to time.
Yeah.
But, hey, the establishment, whether Republican, Democrat, they're not on your side. If you are on the side of Christ and if you are opposing the politically correct ideas that flow from Obergefell, Roe v. Wade, and other decisions, you're in the minority. And And, hey, the balance of powers at the Supreme Court of the United States has shifted as of last weekend. The nation is also more divided than ever before. Justice Antonin Scalia was confirmed by a 98-0 vote in 1986. Not going to happen again. Can't believe it'll happen again. I don't think we'll ever get another Scalia that could clear the Senate with 60 votes.
No, not at all.
I don't think so. The nation is divided. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since 1986, my friends, when Ronald Reagan appointed Scalia to the bench. And here's the final point. Again, observations based on Scalia's passing over the weekend. Here's the final point. The Republican Party is also more divided than ever. And as Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. There is so much division in this nation. And there's so much division within the Republican Party itself that it's hard to believe that the Republican Party is going to pull off this 2016 election. I'd give it a 10% chance. But again, with God, it's 100%. So can't be a Jonah here. You got to be careful. God can do whatever he wants to do with this nation. We understand that. It's the direction that this nation is heading right now is towards a more liberal court.
Yeah, and what God has called us to do, always, from the very beginning, he has given us the means. He says, this is what you are to do. And then God brings about the results based upon his glory and his plan. And so this doesn't mean that you just don't vote. You go and vote for who God is calling you to vote for. You study this. You get politically savvy. You go to the Senate hearings and testify, and you do all that you're supposed to do, knowing that God is still in charge of the results. But we are called to trust in him, not trust in the next election. Trust in God, not in our legislators. That's what we're called to do.
2016 may be the biggest year, Steve, for the Supreme Court of the United States, and the timing of Justice Scalia's passing is interesting, to say the least. Devastating, I think we can say that, to the conservative cause in America. But you think of cases like the Texas abortion law. That's a big one. The restrictions, right now, there are some pretty significant restrictions placed upon abortion in some of the conservative states in America. Now, if the Supreme Court of the United States takes a hardcore socialist anti-family approach, which is really what the majority on the court is likely to do, then states' rights will be trumped by these large centrist powers, ergo five black-robed justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. And we're not going to see much of a conservative, pro-family, decentralized approach in various more conservative states in America. So the Texas abortion law, right now approaching the Supreme Court, they're about ready to deal with that issue, I think in March, if I'm not mistaken. Also, the contraceptive mandate for Christian institutions, Christian-run businesses, et cetera. And this, again, is the persecution that is likely to come upon Christian colleges, Christian institutions, Christian-run businesses. Remember, the Hobby Lobby decision was a 5-4 decision. Don't forget that.
And they can hear it again.
And one of those justices is no more.
So at best, it's 4-4.
At best, it's 4-4 now. Likely to move back towards 4-5. So, friends, right now, the contraceptive mandate, talking about the Little Sisters of the Poor out in Oklahoma, certain Christian colleges, Christian schools, etc., it's doubtful that Christian colleges, Christian schools will survive if the Supreme Court of the United States has stated that our social systems in this country will include homosexual marriage. That's akin to the Supreme Court of the United States ruling that the proton and the atom no longer exists. You follow me? Suppose they did. Now, you could say, what in the world does the Supreme Court of the United States have to do with ruling on science? Well, we can ask the same question about social systems. What in the world does the Supreme Court of the United States have to do with social systems like the institution of marriage? You can ask that. It's a very, very, very basic decision concerning the very, very basic presuppositions of all of life on human life on Earth. And the same sort of thing can happen if the Supreme Court of the United States rules that the proton is no longer a part of the atom. That's a really, really basic assumption that will affect all of science and all of the science courses and all of the chemistry courses in America, and you're going to have to rewrite every chemistry course in America based upon the Supreme Court decision that the proton no longer exists. And that must affect Christian schools, private schools, as well as public schools, if the Supreme Court of the United States has maintained that position. Friends, you're going to see education affected across this country over the next couple of years. It's going to happen. They will back up their Obergefell decision with multiple decisions that will affect Christian colleges, Christian schools, private schools in the years to come, especially those who take Title IX funding.
Right. Just because the Supreme Court rules on it one way or the other doesn't make it the truth.
Well, that's true.
Doesn't make it right.
That's true.
And that's the whole purpose of your proton example. But you know, in South Dakota, they're looking at passing a law that says that transgendered students have to go to the locker rooms and the restrooms of their birth sex. That's going to end up going to the Supreme Court eventually, and depending on where that goes. I mean, so much is riding on this, but just because the Supreme Court says so, they are not God. God is still God, not the Supreme Court.
Right now, we're looking at 4-4 tie votes this year. And according to historical precedent, 4-4 tie votes will have to lead to re-argument and not affirmance of lower court decisions, according to at least historical precedent. So we'll see what happens with these 4-4 votes. Therefore, the 2016 elections will be critical. Doubtful that President Obama will make anything of a nomination that will make it through the U.S. Senate this year. But the 2016 elections will be crucial for the survival of the pro-family movement.
Yeah, and so the question is, who do you trust? You know, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump?
The leading candidates in America right now, my friends, They're not going to appoint a Scalia to the bench in 2017.
Yeah, Donald Trump wants to get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And so he's going to appoint a judge who tries to get along with everybody. So you've got somebody who's going to be middle of the road, who's going to try to get along with the culture. They're going to be more on the liberal side, or you know, left center at best with a Donald Trump.
Donald president. Trump thinks Planned Parenthood is wonderful.
Yeah.
So if Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States, my friends, you're not going to get a Scalia, and you're not going to get a Kennedy either. You're going to get somebody more akin to his sister. He thinks his sister's wonderful, and she stood opposed to a partial birth abortion ban because she is such a rabid abortionist. Okay. Well, critical times in this nation's history, and do remember what Justice Scalia said about the Obergefell ruling, which was the ruling that established homosexual marriage as the law of the land. He called it a threat to American democracy, pretentious, egotistical, a judicial putsch full of silly extravagances and showy profundities. He said, today's decree says that my ruler and the ruler of 320 million Americans coast to coast is a majority of the 9 lawyers on the Supreme Court. Again, he was one of the 4 that stood against this gigantic, powerful, centrist power in Washington. 5 individuals that ruled, not just on legal issues, but social issues, and reestablished a perspective on marriage for the first time in 6,000 years of human history. This is radical, my friends, and he considered it radical. He criticized the ruling as the furthest imaginable extension of the Supreme Court doing whatever it wants, and said the question of same-sex marriage has nothing to do with the law. The Obergefell majority, Scalia claimed, rewrote the Constitution instead of interpreting it and operated as policymakers instead of judges. And do remember that Justice Alito, when he was commenting on Obergefell as part of the dissents on the decision, he said it will be used to vilify Americans who are unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy. Assume that those who cling to the old beliefs will be able to whisper their thoughts in the recesses of their homes, but if they repeat their views in public, they will risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools. That was Justice Alito as part of the dissent for Obergefell. Friends, we're looking at a future that will most certainly bring a tremendous amount of persecution down upon Christian colleges and Christian schools. Now, I think homeschools will be, at least for the time being, exempted from some of this, which means that Christian schools in America may have to be brought under the rubric of the homeschool laws in order to be protected. Ergo, Christian schools may have to turn in enrichment school centers to supplement homeschooling in America. Friends, homeschooling may be the last umbrella of protection for family freedoms in this country if you want to protect your children from the ungodly ideas of the left and the increased humanization or the increased atheist materialistic approach that will be taken in the public schools and the increased homosexualization of schools that we will most certainly see in American public schools and American private schools as well. Canadian schools are increasingly pressed upon to provide pro-homosexual policies in their schools, in their Christian schools, their private schools. And the same thing is undoubtedly going to happen in this country as well. Christian schools, Christian colleges will be a thing of the past if we will continue to see the liberalization of American politics in Washington, D.C. And that seems to be the trajectory that this nation is taking for the future. Well, my friends, that seems to be the direction that our nation is going today. What shall we do? Well, number one, we trust in the true and living God. He will protect his church. We believe that. We need to continue to pull our children away from the ideas that are corrupting each successive generation in this country, largely through the media, through culture, and through the public schools. We need to protect our children from these ideas and raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Be sure, oh, be sure, that you're protecting your children from the ideas that are corrupting this nation, and give them the Word of God. Teach them God's Word as you sit in the house, as you rise up, as you lie down, and leave the rest up to God. Be sure that you vote for those who fear God, hate covetousness, and love the truth. Be sure that you are responsible and continue to train your children in the right principles that are found there in the Word of God, and give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think the Church of Jesus Christ is going to do just fine. And if God in his providence is going to bring persecution to this country, it will be for the benefit of the church. This church in America is so far asleep. It needs to be woken up. There needs to be something of a persecution, I think, in this country in order to solidify the Christian faith that has become so wishy-washy and so wobbly and so compromising and synthesizing at every single point with the world's systems. Yes, Jesus may be bringing persecution to this country, but it will only be for the benefit of the church. Why? Because, hey, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he is head over all things to the church. Keep that in mind. And so if you see that, he is raising up a tyranny in Washington, raising up the basest of men, the absolute basest of men that will not base their decisions upon the principles of God's word. He is doing it for two reasons. One, for the strengthening of his church, and for the crushing of a humanist materialist empire. Folks, you can trust that God has everything well in hand, and that's the point at which we need to part with you today. This program, you can hear it anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com or generations.org. I would encourage you to grab a copy of my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, to better understand the ideas that have formed the law schools in this country that has brought about the demise of our legal system and our political systems, as well as our social system. The ideas that were fulminated in the 19th century have brought about a tremendous shift in the entire Western world. Read the story. Read it to your children. You'll find it in my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, available at generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.